This is the Sakar Merli of the 25th of April, 2025. Essence, sweet children, the Father's Srimat makes you constantly happy. Therefore, renounce the directions of bodily beings and only follow the elevated directions of the One Father. Question. Which children's intellects have not yet stopped wandering? Answer. The intellects of those who don't have faith in the directions of the Highest on High Father, that is, in God's directions, have not yet stopped wandering. Because of not having full faith in the Father, they keep a foot on each side. As well as following the Father's directions, they also continue to perform devotion and bathe in the Ganges, etc. What will become the state of such children? It is because they do not follow Srimat completely that they continue to stumble. Song. Take us away from this land of sin to a world of rest and comfort. Om Shanti. You children heard this song of the devotees. You no longer sing this. You know that you have found the Highest on High Father. He alone is the Highest on High. All human beings are at present in their most degraded state. The Highest on High human beings were those deities in Bharat. Their praise is of being full of all virtues, etc. People don't know who made those deities so elevated. They have now become totally impure. The Father is the Highest on High. Sages and holy men, etc., all pray to him. Human beings have been wandering after such sages for half a cycle. You know that the Father has now come. We will now go back with the Father. By giving us his Srimat, he makes us most elevated and constantly happy. It was by following the directions of Ravan that you became those with the most degraded intellects. You must now no longer follow anyone else's directions. You have called out to me, the Purifier Father. So why do you chase after those who drown you? Why do you renounce the directions of the One and continue to stumble along after many others? Many children listen to this knowledge and then also go and bathe in the Ganges or go to gurus, etc. The Father says, that Ganges is not the purifier. In spite of that, if you follow human dictates and go and bathe there, then the Father would say, you do not have faith in the directions of the Highest on High Father. On the one side there are God's directions, and on the other side there are devilish directions. What would become of such people? If you keep a foot in each boat, you would be torn apart. They do not have full faith in the Father. They say, Baba, I belong to you and will become elevated by following your Srimat. Every step we take has to be according to the directions of the Highest on High Father. Only the Father will make you into the masters of the land of silence and the land of happiness. Therefore, the Father says, the one whose body I have entered had 12 gurus, but he still became Tamupratan. There wasn't any benefit in following them. When he found the Father, he renounced them all. When he found the Highest on High Father, The Father said, "Hear no evil, see no evil." Human beings are now totally impure and have Tamopritan intellects. There are also many here who are unable to follow Srimat. They don't have enough strength. Maya continues to make them stumble. Ravan is your enemy, whereas Rama is your friend. Some call him Rama and some call him Shiva. His real name is Shiv Baba. I do not take rebirth. According to the drama, my name is Shiva. People have become confused because 10 different names have been given to the One. They gave whatever names entered their heads. My real name is Shiva. I enter this body. I do not enter Krishna, etc. People think that Vishnu resides in the subtle region. In fact, he is the dual form that represents the family path. However, there isn't anyone with four arms. Four arms symbolize family life, whereas two arms symbolize the path of isolation. The Father establishes the religion of the family path. Sannyasis belong to the path of isolation. Those who belong to the family path become impure from pure. Therefore, in order to support the world, it is in the parts of the sannyasis to become pure. There are hundreds of thousands and millions of them. When a mela takes place, many go there. They do not prepare their own food. They live on the sustenance they receive from householders. They have renounced performing action. So where would they get their food from? So they eat what householders give them. Householders believe that those are their donations. This one too was an impure worshipper. He is now becoming pure by following Srimat. He is making effort to claim his inheritance from the Father. This is why you are told to follow the Father. Maya makes you fall in every respect. It is because of body consciousness that people make mistakes, whether they are poor or wealthy. You should at least make effort to break body consciousness. For your body consciousness to break takes great effort. The Father says, consider yourselves to be souls and play your parts through your bodies. Why do you become body conscious? According to the drama, you had to become body conscious. At this time, you have become completely body conscious. The Father says, you are souls. It is the soul that does everything. When a soul leaves his body, if that body were then cut, would there be any sound? No. It is the soul that says, do not hurt my body. Souls are imperishable, whereas bodies are perishable. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember me, the Father. Renounce body consciousness. To the extent that you children become soul conscious, accordingly, you will continue to become healthy and free from disease. With this power of yoga, you become free from disease for 21 births. The more soul conscious you become, the higher the status you will claim. You will also be liberated from punishment. Otherwise, there will have to be a great deal of punishment. Therefore, you have to become very soul-conscious. Many do not have the fortune of receiving this knowledge. How could someone become a deity unless he came into your clan, unless he became a Brahmin, that is, a mouth-born child of Brahma? Many come here, and they then write, saying, Baba, Baba, just for the sake of saying it. They just write one or two letters and then disappear. They too will go to heaven, but amongst the subjects. Many subjects are created. Later on, when there is a lot of sorrow, many will come running. Many centres will open, and the sound will spread that God has come. You children still lack becoming soul conscious. There is still a great deal of body consciousness. If at the end there is any body consciousness in you, your status too will be reduced. You will then become maids and servants. There are many maids and servants number-wise. The kings are given maids in the dowry. The wealthy subjects are not given them. Some children have seen in visions how many maids and servants Radhe brought with her in her dowry. As you progress, you will have many visions. It is better to be a wealthy subject than an ordinary maid. The word maid is bad. It is still better to become a wealthy subject. When you belong to the Father, Maya offers you greater hospitality. She becomes more powerful and fights with those who are powerful. Then, because of body consciousness, she turns your faces away from Shiv Baba. You stop remembering Baba. You have time to eat, and yet you don't have time to remember the Father who makes you into the masters of the world. Many good children forget Shiv Baba and become body conscious. Should you not even remember the Father and write a letter to the one who has given you the donation of life? However, don't even ask. Maya catches hold of you by the nose and leads you away. By following Srimat at every step, you receive an income of multi-millions at every step. You become wealthy to such an extent that your wealth is uncountable. You receive wealth, prosperity, land, everything. Copper, iron, bronze, etc. do not exist there. There are only gold coins there. Even the buildings are made of gold. So what would you lack? This is that corrupt kingdom. As are the rulers, so are the subjects. In the golden age, as are the rulers, so the subjects. All are elevated. However, this doesn't sit in the intellects of human beings. They are tamopratan. The Father explains, you used to be like that. This one was also like that. I have now come to make you into deities. Even then, you do not become that. You continue to fight amongst yourselves. I am very good, I am this, I am that. None of them understands that they are in hell. We are in the extreme depths of hell. You children know this, number-wise, according to the efforts you make. Human beings are now in extreme hell. They live in a state of worry day and night. On the path of this knowledge, those who do not serve to make others like themselves, but worry about mine and yours, are the ones who are ill and diseased. To remember anyone but the Father is adulterated remembrance. The father says, "Do not listen to anyone else. Listen to me alone. Remember me alone." There is no benefit in remembering human beings. It is better to remember deities. The father asks, "Why do you bow your heads? When you are coming to this Baba, remember Shiv Baba and then come here. When you do not remember Shiv Baba, it is as though you are committing sin." Baba says, "First of all, make a promise to become pure. Remember Shiv Baba." There are many precautions to take. Scarcely any of you are able to understand this. They do not even have enough wisdom to know how to behave towards the Father. A lot of effort is needed in this. To become a bead of the rosary is not like going to your auntie's home. The main thing is to remember the Father. Are you not able to remember the Father? There has to be so much service and remembrance of the Father. Baba tells you to keep a daily chart. The children who think about benefiting themselves will continue to take precautions in every way. Their food and drink will be very pure. Baba explains so much for the benefit of you children. You have to take all kinds of precautions. Check that your food and drink are not impure and that you are not greedy. Maya will make you do wrong things until you reach your karmateet stage. There is still time for that. You will come to know later on that destruction is in front of you. Fire will spread. You will see how bombs fall. Rivers of blood will flow in Barat. Elsewhere they will destroy one another with bombs. There will also be natural calamities. The greatest difficulties will be in Barat. Keep an eye on yourself to see what service you do, how many you make equal to yourself, from an ordinary human into Narayan. Many are trapped in devotion so much. They think, "What can these daughters teach us?" They don't understand that it is God the Father who is teaching them. Because they have a little education or they have wealth, they start arguing with you. They lose their honour. Those who defame the Satguru cannot claim a high status. They will then claim a status worth pennies. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Renounce all worries of mine and yours, and serve to make others similar to yourself. Only listen to the one father. Only remember the one Father. Do not allow your remembrance to become adulterated. 2. In order to benefit yourself, take great precautions with your food and drink. You must not be greedy for anything. Be careful that Maya does not make you do any wrong things. Blessing. May you have judgment power and controlling power and become a constant embodiment of success. In order to achieve success, in any worldly or spiritual task, you especially need controlling power and judgment power. Because when souls come into connection with you, you first have to judge as to what those people need. You have to feel their pulse and then satisfy them according to their needs. You have to influence others with your controlling power and your unshakable stage. These two powers will make you an embodiment of success on the field of service. Slogan: make the Almighty Authority Father your companion, and Maya will become a paper tiger. Aviat signal: remain constantly victorious with the awareness of the combined form. The reason for all the different types of obstacles that come to you and service is only this: that you consider yourself to just be a server. However, I am a godly server. I am not just on service, but I am on godly service. With this awareness, remembrance and service automatically become combined. Om Shanti.